We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tonight, 7 o'clock on Fox. SmackDown, all new, Baron Corbin, the King, WWE Superstar, 2019 King of the Ring, three-time Golden Gloves champion, number one in your heart, for some, the most hated man ever to walk the face of the earth. And he loves it. I love looking it up. People really, my favorite is, have you ever seen anybody put a video up?
No.
Why they hate Baron Corbin?
I'm sure it's amazing.
It's so good. It's so good, because it's always some pasty dude from his basement. Who's just half crying, half mad, like he just got into a slap fight, but yeah. he's just really wants to talk some smack, but he's pretty upset about how things worked out.
Reaction videos are the best, where they show something Corbin's done, and then they come back to themselves, and they're like, this dick, I'd take him any day of the week.
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas. A three-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University, he spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012, quickly establishing himself as the man everyone loves to hate in the WWE, assuming his rightful throne as the King of the Ring. And tonight, WWE SmackDown is back with an all-new episode on Fox. Please welcome, WWE star and friend of the show, the King, Baron Corbin.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just relaxing. I should be out working out, but I'm just pushing it back a little bit.
Are you?
A little bit.
Will you say you're working out more now because of this COVID thing or less?
So definitely more. But I built a gym in my garage, so travel time is less.
Right.
I just kind of have to wander out, outside the front door about 10 feet to the left and into the garage. And I'm there.
Yeah.
But then I usually proceed to lay on the floor for an hour watching TV before I actually start working. It's I don't know if some people do it, or if it's just me and a couple of my buddies, but like, when you go to the gym, but then you sit in your car and watch YouTube videos for 45 minutes before you go into the gym.
I'm worse.
I don't know if anybody ever does that.
I'll go into the gym and take my iPad with me, and between sets, I'm always watching something. I'm always looking at something.
Yeah, so I just do it in the car before.
You
sometimes you look at the gym and go, do I really need to go in? Do I have time? I don't know. I'm kind of hungry now.
My worst.
I do all that in my garage.
I keep forgetting how to do this, where I'll go and I want to show somebody something at the gym. I'll go, hey, did you know that this happened? And I'll open up my iPad, but it's still on Pornhub. And I'm like, God damn it. So dumb. I can't tell you how many times that's happened. Where I'm like, always
whoops.
Click off.
Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah. You, hey.
That's your cardio before the show. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Before the workout.
Listen, man, it keeps me even. I'm a man with needs. I'm a man with a lot of needs, and it's free.
I get it.
How's your wife with that? Like, if she sees you looking at porn, is she upset, or she just know that's how we are?
She would be cool with it. Like, as long as it's not like a 24 hours a day kind of thing.
Right. Right.
Where she's like, why don't you ever look at me? You don't want to get to that point. my wife's rad, dude. There was one time I was like, oh, we should go to the strip club. She's like, let's go. Like, basically grabbed the wheel and was like, we're going. I was like, okay, we're going.
Yes, a girl with a good attitude towards pornography is a great girl.
Yeah.
Speaking of everything, girls and everything, so I'm going to have to talk to your brother because he's still got my flamethrower.
Dude, you better get it back from him. He probably cuddles with it every night.
What a great cat. He called me and he goes, hey, I need some help with my brother's birthday. I don't know what to buy him. And I started sending him terrible stuff. And he's like, I don't think I can give him any of these things.
Well, if this holds true to my birthday, was a couple weeks ago, I've got nothing yet.
Well,
he's still telling me like my birthday present from when I turned 17 is still in the mail. So it's always in the mail. It's permanently lost in the black hole of the mail every year.
Oh, we had a long conversation. I'll be honest. I sent him a taxidermy site I found where it was a rat it was taxidermied, and he's masturbating, and it's a real thing. And this rat's masturbating with a phone. His little hand is up. He's got a fake phone to his ear, and there's drool coming out of his mouth. And it just says "dirty rat." And it was literally. And he's got his other hand around his little rat penis. And I go, "What about this?" I go, "This will be great." And he goes, "He's not." He goes, "He has kids now. He's not." I go, "All right. Well, that's all I got. That's what I wanted to send him."
You tried to help, and he just didn't want it.
It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. But
either way, it'll be in the mail for the next 6 or 7 years, along with every other birthday present. Then it was even funny, like messing with him. 1 year, I got him a putting green. Oh no, it was a toilet paper iPad holder. So it was like a stand that you put your toilet paper and your iPad in. So for if you're in there for a while,
sure.
And then the next year, I got him something like really good, and he's like, "You're messing with my head. I never know if you're getting a joke gift or a good gift." I don't know what to do. I was like, "Danny, it doesn't matter. All my presents are still in the mail."
Oh, he loves you. He is. He's crazy about you. You know that.
I know. He needs a good elbow drop, though.
You, by the way, did you let him borrow your testacuzzi? Did that, by the way, did you receive it and have you used
it? I'm into sharing, but not my testacuzzi.
All right.
I mean, it's custom. It's custom gold testacuzzi. I'm telling you right now, King's Jewels have never been happier.
How long did it take you from the time you received it? And by the way, if you don't know what the testacuzzi is, it's a small jacuzzi for your testicles that was sent in by the company Testacuzzi, and with this, it's engraved, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has the king on it.
And so, how long from the time it came in the mail to your balls were actually in it?
So I got it, opened it, took a picture for my Instagram story on there. And then about 4 seconds to open it, a good few seconds to fill it up, and I was rocking and rolling.
Really? And?
Amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. It's just you don't want someone to walk in the room while you're doing it in the kitchen on the counter. That gets a little weird. But so your fingers are crossed. I hope my wife or the nanny doesn't come walking in here right now.
Oh. Hey, do you have a hot nanny or just an okay nanny?
I'm going to just say that we have a nanny.
You have a hot nanny.
And she's awesome with our child, and I may have already scarred her for life.
Oh, no. Did you leave the door open or come walking out not realizing she was there?
Yep, came walking out. Used my child as a penis shield.
You're like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Sorry, ma'am. Oh, dude, my buddy Big E had a nanny when his triplets came. She was like 18 or 19 years old and apparently didn't own anything except yoga pants. And I'd just go over there and be like, and you know, he was not in a great marriage. So he was never getting laid anyway. And then there was triplets. And so all of a sudden there's this super hot nanny on the floor and she's laying there playing with the kids, like with her ass in the air. And I'm like, Eric, and he's like, every day of my life is this. So he goes, sometimes I just go in the basement and jerk off to porn with the sound down. I was like, God. Yeah,
yeah. I don't envy him for that.
No, no, he got a divorce. He's happy now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it all worked itself out. But unfortunately, the nanny moved away, but she was great. Super nice. I was like, Jesus, there's no way I could ever have a nanny in my house.
It relieves the stress on my wife, so I don't care how much it costs.
You're such a good man. You're so selfless. I mean, think about what Baron just said. Mm-hmm. He is completely okay as long as it helps his wife having a beautiful young nanny in the house taking care of the kids. You really are a saint. You're a good man. You're a good, good man.
You know, I try to look at myself as doing good for everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, what is tonight? So tell me about tonight's SmackDown on Fox. What's the situation going on there?
So, well, I mean, it's just right now it's crazy because it's kind of, you know, everything's up for grabs right now. We're kind of getting rocking and rolling in our major pay-per-views again. And, you know, we're in the Thunderdome now, which is Amway. And, you know, they spent astronomical amounts of money building this out with these video boards. And it's insane. Like, it feels good again to be in an arena and be in front of all that. And it does feel like there is a little bit of a live audience with all the video screens. So, you know, everybody's kind of rocking and rolling. We're beating everybody up. It's kind of madness. I'm still punching Roman Reigns in the face. Now I'm hitting his cousin, Uso, in the face. And, you know, it's kind of a free-for-all.
Dude, that Thunderdome is absolutely insane. I got to tell you, like, you know, I'm a nerd for that stuff. You know how I do Halloween. And, I mean, yeah. I was looking at that. It really is goddamn impressive. It's I don't know how much money you've got in electronics and lighting, but it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It is. And we're back to, like, pyro. Like, it brings that feel back that we've been missing for a little bit. Plus, I think it's a lot easier to watch on television.
Sure. No, it gives you a visual perimeter and really makes everything really, it makes you think you're like a WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. It just feels right. Eventually, I can't wait to get people back in that I can make fun of and point at and tell them their kids are ugly and, you know, stuff like that. But
we were talking about that sometimes people will make videos angry, but almost weeping with their frustration about you.
They're the best. Yeah. I actually saw one yesterday of a girl who I don't think has seen the sun ever. And she was like trying to be funny and laughing at her own jokes while insulting me. And it was so good because I'm like, how, like, at what point do you realize I'm going to make a 3-minute video and put it online? Like, of myself on my bed with my stuffed animals and my really bad lipstick. And be like, Baron Corbin sucks, man. And, like, what is, like, it's just so funny.
I don't know who I hate worse.
3 minutes to talk about somebody I hate.
My dad or Baron, and I'm just a gothopotamus.
I bet you hate it 5 times, too. At least 5 times.
You should have retweeted it.
Oh.
I think I commented on it. Because I saw it a while back, and then it got put back on my timeline yesterday, but we insulted her pretty bad. I can't remember what it was, though. Something about her lipstick.
Jesus Christ. And people don't understand, like, to be the heel, it really is the best thing. And I didn't even understand that at the beginning. Even in this business interviewing guys, I always thought, because I have this other nature, I want to be the good guy. Like, I like, you know, I had a terrible enough childhood. I want people to like me, right? So,
play with me.
totally. And, but you have learned that the real pop, the real power in this, and that's why you're killing it in WWE, is being the heel.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know. A lot of people are on the page you are. Like, I want them to like me. I want them to buy my shirt. I want them to wear my stuff. But then you're kind of like, almost begging for the attention.
You're right.
Like, I want them to like me.
You're right.
I'm going, screw these people. Like, watch this. And it's like, I think it's easier to play with their emotions as a bad guy versus get their positive emotions as a good guy. It's hard to be a good guy.
Sure.
Because, you know, if there's just something that somebody, I mean, nowadays, people hate everything about everybody. So it's hard to get people to like someone because they go, oh, man, I mean, they're cool, but they wear red pants, so I don't like them.
Right.
Like, but if the guy's trying to get him to like him, so it's hard. But as a heel, I can just go ham, and it's a lot of fun to watch grown men cry.
Do you think that you have a movie coming up? I believe with all my heart that when we get through 2020 and it gets back to normal, there has to be a script. You know, we've seen The Rock. He's the biggest movie star in the world.
Cena's getting up there now.
I mean, yeah.
Cena's in the, Fast and Furious is coming out. Cena's in the...
Next Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad. And then I think I just already got casted as like a lead role as a Suicide movie spinoff with one of the characters.
See, you'd be great in Suicide Squad. I mean, I honestly, if it doesn't happen, you got to fire your agent or whoever's handling it. Because I'm telling you, there's no reason in the world. I really mean that. Not just being friends. Like, I watch it and I go, man, this guy, he absolutely can make that jump.
Yeah, I mean, it can be awesome. I think it would be fun. And I want to be in, like, you know, I tried hard to get in, like, Sons of Anarchy. Like, I was trying to just get, like, give me, like, a one-episode role in a movie like that or a show. And then, you know, I want to jump into, like, horror or thriller or action, obviously, because, you know, they need big bad dudes to tiny Tom Cruise can beat up. And then,
well, you know who
I'm
else
down
is,
with that. I'd like to throw his little ass through a wall. But
you know who else really would be a great, another great horror actor, and he loves it, is Tech N9ne from Kansas City. Tech loves horror. Tech would be incredible.
I popped so hard for him in the new Corey Taylor song.
And they just wouldn't go? The bitch slap?
No, the CMST.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard that Corey song?
Yes. Well, you know what? Because I was pulling from the new Tech. So that's on Corey's new album. But on Tech's new album, he's got a song called Bitch Slap with Corey.
Oh, I didn't even hear that one yet.
Yeah. So, Corey Taylor, so it's all good. Which, by the way, I was a little luke on the song at first. And then I saw the video. And for whatever reason, then it was all on.
On the Tech's or Corey's?
No, on Corey's. It didn't grab me the first time, but then
you
I saw the video.
In the video.
That's,
you saw me in the
that's
video.
It. That's right.
Like, this is it.
That's Platinum. Right. I hope you're getting paid for that.
No. I got a test jacuzzi. I'm happy.
So, by the way, when are you going to get to Kansas City? When are you coming in to see your mom or your brother?
Dude, I don't know. I've gotten into mountain biking lately like a weirdo. I was like, hey, I want to try mountain biking. Now I go out and just do stupid things in the woods.
I saw that.
I
saw a video just said, I'm pretty sure I'm the greatest mountain biker ever. Something to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I crashed.
Yeah, yeah.
I get like a little pebble and slam.
Be careful, man. That stuff for real. Like, that'll blow your shoulder out.
Oh, dude. Yesterday, I was riding a double black diamond, and I was going down the track. I go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
This is not smart. I could fall off this thing into a pit of alligators over here to my right. Because there's, like, ponds everywhere that are covered with green. So you know there's at least 5 gigantic gators in there.
Oh, everywhere. Everywhere in Florida. And people who don't believe that, they're insane. I remember visiting my buddy in Fort Myers in a canal, and it's got this little dog, and we're looking, and sure enough, all of a sudden, the eyes pop up. I'm like, that's how you lose your dog, right there. They just wait.
Or your right arm. How's the water feel? I don't know. Let me check. Oh, God, my arm. No, you know, it's that quick. But imagine me crashing a mountain bike in that lake, and then, like, the scene from Indiana Jones where, like, my clothes are just getting torn off by the gators.
Well, now I'm getting horny. Now I'm just getting
horny. Yeah. So we talked about potentially, like, renting a motorhome.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want to fly with the baby yet.
No, no, absolutely not.
I mean, not that it's a baby. She's a maniac that runs around the house. She's like a, I was telling my wife, I was like, she's like a little black widow because she, like, lures you in because she's so sweet, and then she attacks you. Bites you. She pushed a little girl yesterday. I was actually kind of proud.
Why'd she push the other little girl?
Because the little girl cut her off on the playground. She was like, what? And pushed her in the back and tried to kick her. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Bad. That's not good parenting.
My wife's like, no, do not encourage that. I was like, screw that. Kick her in the shin.
I had to buy my buddy Jeremy Dixon, who runs DSS Productions out here. He's a dear friend. He's got two little girls, Charlie, Char-Char, who's 5, and Danny, who's 9. In 3 days or 3 or 4 days.
I have a little sister named Danny too.
Oh, they're wonderful. Do they poop such high tensile strength turds that you had to send them what's known as a poop knife?
No,
I literally.
You might have to ask Callie what she does.
Poop? Have you ever heard of a poop knife?
No,
I hadn't either, till somebody brought it up and we started talking about it. And people called the station. This is like a rural thing. Like, in the country, like, you're like, it's not going to go down. So they would leave, like, a knife or a spatula or a piece of wire or something under the sink to cut it up so it would go down. And now I found a guy online who makes a metal core silicone long-handled poop knife. And I'm going to send you a picture of his two kids both holding their brand-new poop knives in the box so they can cut, because they clog high-flow toilets at age 5.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Dude, this is what you have to look forward to.
No, that's what the nanny's for. I always am like telling Salai, I'm like, hey, poop when the nanny is working.
Sure.
Not when daddy's working.
You see, this is the best, though. And by the way, and so how do you find a nanny that you trust? Because she doesn't live at your house, but she shows up every day, right?
So it was a process. We went through a couple. Because it is. It's about finding one that you trust in your house.
Yeah, because it's your...
With your child. And, yeah. Good instincts. My wife, her instincts are insane. Like, she's just got it. And so when she met this one, and we had some, like, hard points that we wanted when the service was finding them, because they do the background check. Like, we had a hard point. We wanted someone who spoke a foreign language. We wanted Spanish, because mm-hmm. obviously we do Spanish at home, but our nanny is from Brazil, so Solar gets Portuguese during the day now. So she's getting Portuguese, Spanish, English. Like, we wanted that.
And
my wife just wanted, you know, the first 3 or 4 weeks, my wife was always home or at her parents' house at the office with the nanny there. And then she's like, she's amazing. So we kept her, you know, and she's done an amazing, like, you can trust her. Like, I'm not worried that, you know, Sly's going to choke on something or fall. And she's on it. She raised her, she's young. She raised her younger sister's baby. Her younger sister had a baby in Brazil while she was still in high school, and she raised that baby for her sister.
You know, they say the Portuguese is the hardest language to learn.
It's similar to Spanish.
Yes, I know, but I mean, everything I've ever learned, everything I've ever heard was they said Portuguese is the hardest. But when you're a baby, it's not hard. Like, I have a godson in Curacao speaks Papiamento, Dutch, and English. And so if it's, and he used to be embarrassed as an 8-year-old. I remember it going, hey, Simon, how do you say this in Dutch? And he didn't want to do it in front of his father because he knew his father didn't understand Dutch. He doesn't speak it fluently, mm-hmm. but he felt like he was somehow demeaning his father. And it was just, I always remembered that. And it's amazing how fluent and easy it is when you grow up around it.
Yeah, and that's what she's getting. Because, like, my wife will tell her to do something in Spanish, and she'll do it. Or the nanny will say something in Portuguese, and she'll do it. I'll tell her in Spanish or English. She ignores me completely and shakes her finger at me and walks away. But at least she's understanding all of that. And it is. It's tremendous. It helps.
I feel like your nanny and your kid are going to talk smack in Portuguese.
100%. But one of these days, I was lost. I got really hammered in Portugal one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started at an Irish bar with a bunch of people from Ireland.
An Irish bar in Portugal?
Yeah. And they kept calling us legends. So we kept drinking and drinking and drinking. I'm going to give the super abbreviated version. Then me and my buddy got in a full CK. You know CK, mm-hmm. got a full-blown argument in the car because he wanted to drive. So we got in a fight in the car. We got out of the car. I went in another bar that ended up, I found out the next day was actually a brothel, but I thought it was hostile and I was going to get chopped into little pizzas. So
right.
I ran. I was lost in Portugal from like 2 a.m. till 8 a.m. the next morning, wandering the streets, lost my pant leg to a fence. fell off a retaining wall and cracked a rib. And so I thought I could speak Portuguese. I'm just yelling at all these, you know, all these people in Portugal trying to get them to take me home. But I don't speak Portuguese, apparently.
Well, not
only
to mention, look how big you are. Who is going to get anywhere near you? You're 6'5". You're a monster of a human being. You honestly
missing a pant leg of my jeans,
and you're clearly out of control. Like I'd be like, no, man, sorry, I gotta go the other way.
You would help me, you know, because you're like, this guy looks like he's having a good night. Don't lie. Same thing happened to me in Japan, though. I got lost in Roppongi, and I still don't know how I got home to the hotel. But I woke up in tennis shoes and holding chopsticks.
Not to mention you're 2 feet taller than anybody else there.
Yeah. That was me. I FaceTimed my wife, had no recollection, and I called her. She goes, oh, my God, you're alive, number one. And number two, you can't speak Japanese. So apparently when I just get really hammered in foreign countries, I think I speak the language.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, we were so bad. We were in France, China Joe and I. And everybody was nice, except for these one, two guys we met. We needed directions to a street we couldn't find, and they pretended they couldn't speak English, but we knew they could speak English. So we were drunk and started to speak pig Latin to them. And let's just call, they got called the sea. After a few minutes, they figured out it was very, you know, if you speak English, you can speak pig Latin. So you could see the look on their face when a couple of, I was just thinking if I could say it on the air, and I go, yeah, I really can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think, I'm not sure that Ukfe will really run past everything. And that turned into the C word and some other stuff. So that's my go-to, is to immediately go to pig Latin.
It works.
Yeah. All right. Listen, get to Kansas City, man. I miss you.
I'm trying. We're going to take the motorhome, or not a motor. We're renting one of those motorhomes. We're driving because I want to bring the bikes and my mountain bike on the way there.
Listen, every one of the bikes is up and running. We've been riding like crazy. I mean, it's just come up and go riding. It's been incredible. And I'll tell you what you ought to do. If you don't take the motorhome, it's a little less private, but you know, no bands are touring. All of those tour buses are sitting there down south, and most of them are in Florida. I mean,
they're so expensive, though. I tried to do one for my mom, and they wanted like $7,000 to drive her from Kansas to Tampa.
Yeah, that's too much because they're just sitting there. That should be, they should be.
I was like, yo, y'all want to work or not?
Yeah, that's it.
Apparently not.
Yeah, you know, because that's too bad. Because that would be a really great thing for your family, man.
Dude, they're awesome.
WWE's got them, don't they?
A couple of the guys got them. Like Roman's got one, AJ's got one, Randy's got one. Because all those miles on the road, those just, you know, they bring their families out or whatever they want to do, and it just helps them out a ton. I mean, I'm hoping I get to that level where I can have one.
I think you're gonna get there, man.
Oh.
All right, tonight, SmackDown, 7 o'clock, Kansas City time on Fox. Do not miss it. And, man, I'll talk to your brother about your birthday present.
Do it. And, you know, talk to my little, you know, we called him my sister earlier, but he is kind of a pansy. We all know that. You need to teach him how to ride a motorcycle.
He is an incredibly good human being, man.
He is a nice person. Did that sound believable?
He is. Spends his time helping people. He's got a lovely wife. He's a nice man.
Listen, my mom's coming out here next week. We're trying to get her to stay. I just got to convince her that Danny is not important anymore. He's run his course, and now you can move to Florida.
Sweetness only goes so far, but you're an earner.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. All right. Well, listen, you take care of yourself, brother. It's always good to hear your voice.
I will.
And I'm going to send you that gift that I wanted him to buy you. I'm going to send you a link so you can take a look at it.
I mean, I might buy it for myself and put it in my movie theater.
When's the last time you saw a taxidermy rat masturbating?
If you had like a little crank where you could work its arm, that
you're a guy. But can I tell you this? I hadn't even talked about it on the show, but I showed everybody else. The other day, I found this hyper-realistic Etsy company that sold severed penises, and they were so affordable, I bought four of them, not knowing why I'm going to have four severed penises. But are they not?
They're, Baron, you'd lose your mind.
They look
Halloween is coming.
Yeah, yeah. So I may just
feel like you'll find a place for them.
I just may put one in a box and send it to you. Just like,
oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. What's your nanny's name? I'll send it to her.
Oh, geez.
Anna. Total meltdown.
You're going to walk into kids playing with it, throwing it to play catch.
Yeah. It gets getting weirder all the time. I bought a two-headed taxidermy parrot the other day.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. You buy anything new?
Where we go? My child has, in her room, she's got a taxidermy fox, a taxidermy jackalope, and we're looking for something else now.
Anything? You know what I found the other day? And it's actually, because I'm not a fan of killing animals, they say it's ethically sourced from this, from farms. They were just animals that died. I found it was a bird with a rabbit's head taxidermied on it.
Oh, those are hilarious. Like the hybrids?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so funny.
I think
I've seen one. It was like a rabbit with a rooster's head.
Yeah.
And then owl wings.
See, that's what your kid needs. Imagine, it's imagination.
I'm down with it. Trust me. My kid goes upstairs and plays, you know those real expensive horror action figures that are like 2 feet tall?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I have Freddy, Jason, Michael, Hellraiser. She plays with those, takes Freddy's hat off, and she tries to put it on her head. take his, he switches his hands around. Jason's, when you take his mask off, his face is horrifying. She takes his mask off, carries him around like they're dolls.
That's great. Hey, look at my Instagram. Lulu, our little dog, is Chucky for Halloween. And she's wearing her Chucky costume, and it's amazing.
I think Danny got one for his dog, too.
Yeah, it's great.
He copied you.
Oh, well, I'm sure that the ladies have been chatting back and forth with each other about what they're going to do to torture the dogs.
Without a doubt.
Okay. All right, brother. I love you. Take care, man.
All right, we'll see you soon, hopefully.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.